Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, artificial intelligence and automation are no longer the essence of science fantasy. Well, they're now a reality and a thriving ubiquity in both the industry and customer landscape, from the use of drones, the scope of the medical commitments as well. Well, for many organizations out there, AI can organize processes and enhance decision-making, including advanced data interpretation. Automating everyday tasks can further free agents up to serve on bigger commercial designs that can drive businesses ahead.
Well, joining us this afternoon on First Things First, Dr. Ayesha Khanna, co-founder and CEO of Atto AI, an artificial intelligence solutions firm and an incubator, to talk about the purpose of artificial intelligence and how businesses here in Asia are adapting to the challenges of the digital economy and why education is key to understanding this new era. Good afternoon, Dr. Ayesha. The applications of artificial intelligence, we've seen it in many, many sectors already, but where are we seeing AI utilized today, more importantly?
So we see AI everywhere. We may not realize it, but we're using it in our social media, whether it's the Facebook feed, whether it is pictures that are automatically tagged. If we're talking to Siri on the iPhone, that is using natural language processing. And even, of course, in Google, when we search, we've always been using AI. But now that technology is disrupting and spreading to a lot more industries, like retail, like music, and also, of course, transportation. So I think we're going to become more conscious and aware of it.
Well, AI definitely is, they can and they will change the way that we live and we work, as you mentioned. How can we prepare for that now?
The most significant way to prepare for a world that will be completely transformed by AI is to educate oneself, is to upskill oneself. And the good thing about what we're doing in Singapore is that with Future Skills, we're providing everybody $500 to take any course that they want, which includes courses in coding or business applications of artificial intelligence. As we begin to understand how technology affects our jobs, we can partner with AI engineers and data scientists and be much more confident in the longevity of our career.
Okay, Doctor, when you're talking about educating people with AI and upskilling, not everyone will be technologically savvy to even understand what goes on behind AI. And there's a lot of fear among people as well with what AI can do and how it will take over what we're doing.
I think that's so important to address. The mission of every economy should not be that everybody should become like me, an AI engineer.
But it should
be. Yeah, and it's not possible and it's not useful for the economy. Mm-hmm. We need a very diverse set of skills.
Okay.
But it is a fact that almost every industry now will have some part of it which will include AI. Mm-hmm. So in order to be able to build new services and products on top of it, we need just some basic intuitive understanding, like a basic AI for business course.
Okay.
And there are some of them that are coming out now, but we'll see a lot more relevant courses like that emerging in our continuing education in Singapore and in universities all over the world.
Well, when you talk about the fear of some people with regards to AI coming into our lives, at this point, we don't know as yet if AI can be used for other purposes, malicious purposes, but will that day come?
Of course, and it's already being used for malicious purposes.
Okay.
There was just recently a very senior manager who got a phone call from his CEO who asked him to transfer about $270,000 to one of the merchants. Mm-hmm. And he followed his boss's orders. Mm. But in fact, there was an AI-generated voice that was impossible for him to detect.
Bernard, our voices are out here every single day.
It's very important for us not to be naive. And everybody to know there are positive and negative impacts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we must govern AI as much as we use it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And obviously, more and more countries are getting an AI strategy as well. We know that Germany has one for Industry 4.0. Maybe you can comment, where is Singapore at in the AI landscape?
Well, I think we've been pretty lucky so far to be in Singapore because the government has made AI strategy and a priority. And more than that, it has focused on talent development and on supporting businesses in AI as well. AI Now and IMDA have also programs to help small businesses and SMEs that are the backbone of our economy to actually learn how to apply AI and find help from AI companies at a subsidized rate. So in terms of readiness, we're pretty high up. And we recently won an award at the United Nations for one of the only countries in the world that had an ethical framework for using AI.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
That's good. But again, here am I like talking about fear all the time. A lot of workers in Singapore are fearing AI taking over their jobs once it's fully implemented. What is your opinion on that?
There is some truth to that.
Okay.
Some of the tasks that we do, not the jobs, but the tasks that we do that are routine and repeatable will be automated by AI. And we need to know this and discuss this. And then we need to prepare ourselves to take on more creative and problem-solving tasks. This is the evolution of work. And we've been through the Industrial Revolution, the Information Revolution, and now this is the AI revolution.
Right.
So the best way to do it is to support people in that interim period where they need some time to learn how to deal with a world where some of their tasks are already automated.
Can I follow up very quickly? Do you agree? I heard this before from other people as well, that with AI you can, as a worker, for example, program your AI to do 4 hours of the work for you, so you do the only four and go home early. I mean, it's something like that, right? AI will complement what we do manually.
It does, but I think human beings are capable of so much more. If you want to just chill out and relax and only work 4 hours,
and still get paid for eight because a machine is doing the rest of the job for you.
That is a possibility, but I think my belief is that the right use of AI is to amplify human potential.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are stuck sometimes in work, or part of our jobs is something that we dislike, which is kind of boring, and we wish we just had the time to do something else, to explore it, and frankly, to move up towards the board level and C-suite and management level and help give our input to strategy. If we can learn how to do that, be problem solvers with the help of AI, then I think people may choose to work longer hours because it's exciting.
Okay. We're talking to Dr. Aisha Khanna, co-founder and CEO of Addo over at AI. You mentioned a while ago, Doctor, how do we embed values in our AI? That's always a question that we ask.
It's a very important question because AI is artificial. It is people like me who build it. And it is very important for those who build AI and the systems that we build to be governed properly, which means that we must embed in it ethical values, regulations, privacy, data privacy, cybersecurity. And the only way to embed it is for engineers now to be upskilled as well. So the myth happens to be that, oh, everybody needs to learn a little bit about technology, and technologists like me can just chill out. No, we need to learn too. We need to learn how the business works. We need to learn how ethics and values are part of a customer, customer's DNA and the customer's journey. And we need to embed that in the machine models that we build.
Speaking of that, do engineers have a different set of morals and ethics and values that you need to learn others to implement into your AI?
We don't. But to be honest, nobody has ever given technologists that kind of business power or responsibility. And now I'm a big believer in the democratization of all new technologies. I say to business people, hey, AI is your problem too, and your opportunity too. And I say to engineers, values and business success is your problem and your opportunity too. And I think the 21st century team is a really cool interdisciplinary team. We have business people, we have AI engineers, and we have one more member, the AI engine itself, the robot.
Very well put, very well put. Oh, coming back to your business, Doctor, what is the genesis of for Addo AI, and how is it more than just an AI solution?
We have a mission, and our mission is to help build customer-centric organizations, especially in Asia. You know, five people join the emerging middle class every second in the world, and the majority of them are in Asia. And we have the unique opportunity to serve these people through personalized recommendations, to better an automated customer service, and through more personalized risk scoring and credit and financial inclusion. And that's what my company works on. We build the AI engines that enable companies to really serve their customers with empathy and speed and higher quality and insight into what the customer wants.
All right, Dr. Aisha, you founded 21C Girls, which is a charity that develops and delivers coding, artificial intelligence, robotic programs for girls in Singapore. Now, we always have this notion that engineers are mostly men. So what is your foundation trying to do?
We are trying to shatter this myth that men are better than girls or women at tech.
Okay.
And the way we do it is we create courses to encourage and teach girls AI, coding, and technology. And we had a wonderful course called Empower that mm-hmm. we're running at different polytechnics. And when we ran it at Neon Poly, we interviewed these girls mm-hmm. and we asked them, do you think you can succeed in the future? Do you think you'll do as well as boys? And they were hesitant. Mm. They say, well, I think boys might do better.
Mm. Were they because they were brought up thinking that way, or society makes them think that way?
Yes. Honestly, I think culturally, and this is not just in Asia, it's the same in the US and mm-hmm. Europe as well. Mm. We have trained girls to play with dolls mm. and boys to play with Lego.
Right.
And we keep pushing them in these directions. But after 10 weeks of our course, 3 hours every Saturday, you should see those girls. Mm. They were like, we are not only confident. And you know, we taught them the basics of AI. It's not easy, but they got it. They connected it to business problems. They made a presentation and they said, not only are we as good, we're better than anyone out there.
Wonderful, wonderful. But we're also seeing a booming interest in coding for the younger yeah. generation. I mean, in July, Minister S. Iswaran announced all upper primary students that are talking about primary 4 to 6 will attend a compulsory coding enrichment classes from next year onwards. How prepared are we for the next generation? And do you think coding will become the new tuition trend here in Singapore?
Nobody in the world is truly prepared in terms of the school system. Mm-hmm. And so this effort is a great way for the Ministry of Education and IMDA and the government to help prepare our students. But coding is not a technique. It is not something to be aced. It is a way of creative problem solving. And the most important thing that we can do is to stop focusing on tuition and more on project coaching. So if the kids produce projects that they code that solve problems and they have coaches that help them, that's great. Mm. If they focus on just the grades and the techniques, then we are failing them. So I hope that we teach them the right way. And from what I see, our kids are so smart and creative that they will really be more than prepared and excel a lot at this new field.
All right, going back to Addo AI in the future, what else is in store, if you can share that with us?
Absolutely. So we are excited with our platform that has now developed, which is this customer 360 degree platform. Mm-hmm. And in that, we allow companies to plug in their customer data and we provide omni-channel support to their customers so that whether it is on social media or WhatsApp or chat or email or phone, their customers need automated, efficient service and can also receive personalized recommendations. So this is a new platform we've developed and we're excited to unveil it.
Well, thank you very much for coming into the studio, Dr. Aisha Khanna, co-founder and a CEO of Addo AI, and we wish you all the very best.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.